Hi, I'm Sasha.
I'm Kirsten.
This is Mess Magnets.
We're back, baby.
We made it. A quick turnaround, we thought. And here we are a week later.
Okay. One day we'll have a short turnaround.
Maybe next week. Who knows?
Would love it. Honestly, would love it. But who could Vibes know? Not us.
Not
we
us.
We don't know.
Be. Listen, we were celebrating. For me, I was celebrating America's series finale fireworks. I don't know what y'all were doing. But here we are.
Well, Canada also had a long weekend.
Yes.
That I do not celebrate, but I like having the day off. So.
Same. Who doesn't? Okay. That's what I want to know. If you like going to work, I don't know that this is the podcast for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyways, we got another 5-star review.
Yes.
From someone who's also named Kirsten, which is the title of their review.
Hi.
And they said, I love an unapologetically gossipy pop culture podcast, and this one has it all. They have such a fun dynamic, but the conversation is also so smart. It's a good time all around. So thank you, Kirsten.
Thanks, Kirsten. Kirsten, thank you.
And now we're at 339 ratings. So we literally need one more rating.
Do you hear me?
One. So if you're listening to this and you haven't given us a rating or a review,
wake up.
Just pick up your phone, pick up your mom's phone, pick up your grandma's phone, pick up your dog's phone, whoever has a phone, a stranger's phone, steal a phone. I don't care. Open up that podcast app and go boop, 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 and give us a 5-star rating and review so we can unlock the next Oops All Anonymous.
Correct. Oh, it's so close, everyone. And this time, I think our guest is going to be really excited. So get ready.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. And also send us in your anonymous if you want it to be on the next Oops All Anonymous, because we are getting light on the anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on y'all. I can't reach into your brain and write us an anonymous. Only you can do that.
Yeah.
So we are begging you to please do it.
Oh, I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready for the Oops All Anonymous. So it's time for y'all.
Yes. 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 Is there anything else we need to talk about before we do pop culture? I feel like I'm like, let's go.
I know. I'm just like, I think I'm ready to get into it. I think because we have a lot of like little mess this week, mm-hmm. but like it's all ridiculous. That's why I think I'm excited for it, if that makes sense. But also, I think, just subscribe to the feed. Go.
Yeah. Subscribe to the feed. Rate us 5 stars. If you need a UMass crew neck, they're in the Rob Hessel website shop. So go there. And this is basically like Oops All Quick Bites, pretty much.
Yes. Oh, also, okay, it's off topic, but on topic. So I went to my cousin's like 4th of July thing at like their country club or whatever. It was so extra.
Okay. Country club.
Listen, but I'm there. Okay. You told me fireworks were free. I'm there. So, and it was also really interesting, and I wanted to see like my little niece and nephew, and my uncle and aunt were there from India. So it was like a cute little moment. Anyway, I show up and they were like, just make sure you have like your warm outfits because it's going to be 60 degrees, which I was like, is it like it's like because we were down in the South Bay, which is like much hotter than Oakland where I live, like 10 degrees. So I was like, whatever. Anyway, I wore it short and, a bottom. Yeah. And then I was like, it's a little cold. And I had to go get my UMass sweatshirt.
Yes.
I'm walking around this 4th of July, like a little picnic. And it's like probably 1,000 people at this country club area thing. Like, because it's at a golf course. And few people were like, UMass, because it's a lot of Indian families. And I'm stereotyping the shit out of us. I am. But you know that we're like, what school did you go to? And then I was like, this is not my school.
It's actually a podcast. I mean, honestly, if anyone listening is new because they saw Sasha in a UMass crew neck on the 4th of July, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. We love you and appreciate you already.
I know it was so, but then my husband and my like brother-in-law were like, but it doesn't say Rob has a podcast anywhere. And I was like, girl boss gatekeeping and gaslighting. That's what we do.
Yeah, I guess in theory, it could have said like RHAP on it somewhere.
Yeah, that was the feedback I got from a few people where they were like, how are we supposed to find the podcast? I was like, just Google UMass.
I don't think it would come up if you Google UMass.
No, like the point is I didn't want to like agree. You see what I'm saying? That it was an L.
Listen, this is merchandise for the messenger.
That's what I said.
It's not an advertisement. It's not a billboard. It's
I said we worked really hard.
And we did work really hard.
Yeah, and the messengers killed it on like leaving us all those freaking reviews to even get here. So I was like, I will fight to death for this.
Yeah, why do our messengers have to be wearing an advertisement for us?
Yeah. So anyway, it's just I thought that was really funny and I've meant to share it with you and I forgot.
That is so funny. Well, I'm glad you got to share it with me on the pod.
Yes. But anyway,
should we get into the official mess of it all?
Let's do it.
Okay. Before we get into the meat and potatoes of this one, I would like to propose we name this episode Sorry to This Mess.
Yeah, or I was going to say, so it has to be something about said tweet.
Yes.
Y'all know what we're talking about, I'm sure. But you will in a second if you don't. But yeah, it's either that or I was going to say, aren't you somebody's mess?
Oh, yeah, no, that's better. That's more relevant. That is more relevant. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. Either way, it works for me.
No, I like that one.
I wish y'all could vote, but hopefully you liked whatever we came up with.
No, it's aren't you somebody's mess. It makes sense. Yeah. And I was thinking we could use the picture from the Usher concert.
Correct. Obviously. Yeah. Okay. Or mess morals. Okay. Anyway.
No, I like aren't you somebody's mess. I think
that's an inside joke.
I think anyway. It's good. It's accessible. It's
I rest accessible. My case.
Okay. So, obviously, we on the podcast love Keke Palmer. Everyone loves Keke. Like, does anybody not love Keke Palmer? If they do, I don't want to know them.
Thank you. She's the millennial it girl, right? Like, she is it. Like, for our age group, this is the flag like, bearer.
100%. And, I've seen so many memes come and go over the years. But the one meme that I will always remember is, I don't know who that is. Sorry to this man.
Sorry to this man. And she's talking about dick change. Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I hate to say it. And I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who that man is.
If I saw him walking down the street, I wouldn't know who he was. Listen, I wouldn't
know a thing.
How lucky is it that you don't know who that fool is?
I mean, you probably would know who Dick Cheney is if they said his name.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, if you see his face.
Right?
Yeah. Well, after I saw that movie Vice, I have a really big hatred for this man, even more than I normally did. Because I just hate how they outsmarted the shit out of us. Let's just say that.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, this doesn't have to make it political, but it's just like I hate smart villains, you know. It's just it's not fair. That's all. But anyway, Keke Palmer, we all know, we actually covered it on here, has had a whole baby.
Yes.
His name is Leo and very cute with this guy. Again, who is
this guy? I love it. It's like, baby daddy. We're like, Keke Palmer, we love her. She's everything to us. And like, Darius Jackson, sorry to this man.
Is it Dalton or Jackson? First of all,
Jackson
I didn't know.
Jackson is what I got.
No, you're right. But then a bunch of people. Oh, yes, it is Jackson. So one person put Darius Dalton here.
Dalton's
idiot.
His middle name. Dalton Jackson.
Yes, on his Twitter, his at was Darius Dalton. That's what it was.
Okay. There you go. Again, sorry We're to back. This man, but also not that much, like, because I hate him. Just a few days before all of this went down, Keke's on her Twitter. The threads aren't up yet. And she says, like, hate to be this person, but like, I just love my man so much. And then
insert the Usher gif of watch this.
Yes. And then things, I mean, I think she's probably still in love, but things have gone downhill. So, okay. Keke Palmer went to Usher's Las Vegas residency this
which
weekend.
I need to go to, but yeah. Anyway.
I mean, yeah, I would love to.
Truly. Yeah, every, I think like a millennial girl would find this, not every, sorry, but a lot of millennial girls, I feel like, would enjoy being in a VIP section at an Usher's residency and then him coming and serenading you.
Yeah. And this is what he does as well. Like when there are celebrities at the residency, he always, you know, flirts with them a little bit and kind of brings them in close. Like this has been happening. This is not new.
Usher, bro.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Usher. So
Usher, baby.
So Keke goes and she wears a really sexy outfit. She's wearing like a sheer black dress with like a black like thong bodysuit underneath, basically. She looks stunning. She looks like she's having a great time.
And I mean, she's living her teenage dream. I don't care what anyone says. Like the way she was looking at him, I was like, yeah, it's what you look at your like crush and that he's finally singing to you. It's over. It's over for you.
And like, just like to be fair, which obviously goes without saying, but I'm going to say it. You can wear whatever the hell you want. Like
especially
there's like
when
you're going to a show in Vegas, like if there's no dress code for this, like you can wear whatever the hell you want.
Is she a Duggar? Is she a Duggar that she needs to be covered head to toe? Right? Like,
and I mean, honestly, she is covered head to toe. It's just mad. What?
You said head to toe.
I meant to say head to toe. Oh no. I meant
it's just quiet.
Head to toe. I no, just
the name of this podcast is Head to Home Mess.
No.
I'm sorry, everyone. Oh, like this is annoying because you can't even watch us. We're just dying of laughter. Sorry.
We're losing our minds. I'm so sorry. But okay, but yes. She looked beautiful and you're allowed to wear whatever the hell you want.
Especially in Vegas. My God.
And even given that, even if there were some sort of rule, she's more covered up than like most people in a bathing suit are covered up. Like who cares?
Correct. Oh, really? That's true. Like, yeah, because we didn't see no pictures of her at any parties or any day parties. Because I think he would have been in hell.
I mean, he is in hell, and he deserves to be in hell.
But yeah, so, and also Usher was singing "There Goes My Baby," which is you know, I feel like I would like to be serenaded to with my boo, but you know, maybe that's just me. Beggars can't be choosers, obviously.
And we are beggars.
But correct. Truly. Okay.
And so, yeah. Okay. So Darius Dalton Jackson tweets a video of Keke being serenaded with the caption, "It's the outfit, though. You a mom.
And you a dumbass.
What about it?" Like, okay. Just this philosophy that the second a woman or a person chooses to become a parent, and specifically like a femme presenting person who becomes a parent, that, oh no, that's your identity now and you don't get to live your life anymore. Hell no.
First of all, who are you, right? Like, who thought that this is a normal thing for you to say? Because, and let's get into the video a little, because I watched it and there was only one part where I was like, I think it is a little sus. But that's it, right? Where I think it would have been like, that doesn't make sense. But that was it. Where Keke, I think herself puts her arm around Usher and they're like slow dancing kind of together. Sure. Would I, if the roles were switched, right? Like if my husband is dancing like that with Keke Palmer, would I be like cool with it? No. But would I like feel, Alicia Keys is like my husband's like, you know, person. So, but then would I be like, oh my God, this is horrible? No, but I would have been like, that was a little close. I didn't appreciate it. And move on with my day, right? I think that was it. But And then she like ended up singing, and you can tell that she was then she was like showing off. She like turned around a little, you know, to show off her outfit. And then she, you know, she started like giggling and covering her face to show that she was actually not like a little like shy and embarrassed. But, you know, she's having fun. Like, it was so obvious that she's kind of was like, you know, having fun, but also like being shy. Like, it was both. Right,
she's just enjoying herself. It was not that serious. It was never that serious. Just ridiculous. And so then her boyfriend's on Twitter talking about her outfit, which, here's the thing, if you have a problem with what your partner's wearing, first of all, shut up. And second of all, maybe talk about it in private. Why are you airing out your dirty laundry on Twitter? Like, it's just not.
No, but he's an idiot, right? Like, here's the thing. Because then he goes on after that one, goes on to tweet. Goes on to defend, rather, let me say, himself even more. And he talks about how he's the head of the family. Let me read this. We live in a generation where a man of the family doesn't want the wife, wears a ring on the finger. But sure, doesn't want the wife and mother to his kids to showcase, sit down, everyone, booty cheeks to please others. And he gets told how much of a hater he is. Please others.
I hate him so much.
Yeah. And then she said, this is my family and my representation. I have morals to do what I believe. I rest my case. No, you rested nothing.
No, but where's the case? Because, okay, so you're not her husband.
Caught the case. That's the thing.
Like, you're not a husband. You do not make the money. So you're not a provider.
She's worth $7.5 million. I think someone had posted, and he's worth $500. $1,000.
Yeah.
Like, okay. You were on, someone tweeted this and I loved it. You're on Kiki's Wi-Fi on her phone bill on her blah, blah, blah. You should have just shut the hell up.
Yeah. It's just really annoying. And then basically,
it's stupid. It's so stupid.
But basically, it just like escalated from there. Like, everyone has been like, he's been the main character on Twitter for like a week, and you never want to be the main character on Twitter.
No. And then he was like, I don't like people calling me her baby daddy. Well, that's what we know you as. She's the it girl. Yeah. And here's the thing. If roles were reversed, I was a kept woman like that, right? And you wouldn't hear me. I wouldn't mess up my bag. I'll tell you that.
No, certainly not.
Yeah. And then things just keep getting worse, right? Because then, first of all, why are you coming for Kiki Palmer? Two, who the hell are you, right? Like, you're a lame. And the point is, I think that if you had an issue, you should have told her private. You shouldn't be out here showing your whole ass on Twitter. But the Twitter FBI is better than the FBI. They found all of his tweets. Okay, when I say all, we found him being a racist, a misogynist, talking about, I don't support domestic violence, but I'm not surprised that million-dollar athletes get in trouble because bitches are stupid. Then talking about how certain folks, which I hate to, like, this is just horrible, but he talked about Alton Sterling and how he should have just followed the officer's orders. Like, you're the stupidest, like, MF-er on Twitter this week, right? And, like, that's saying a lot because Elon Musk exists. So you're not as bad as Elon, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You're just dumb. And then he also liked a tweet about Tracy, Tracy Ellis Ross, where she's just, like, you know, it's this like beautiful picture. Her body looks amazing. She posted like a topless picture with pants on. And, you know, it's just folks are just kind of dragging her. And someone said she's like 50. This is what I mean when I say society doesn't know how to spot a female loser. Imagine putting your lips together to call Tracy Ellis Ross a loser.
I literally
the fact that you had to say female loser equals that men are losers, right? Like, let's talk about that. And Darius Dalton liked that tweet. Like, stop it.
He's trash. He also has posted a lot of shirtless selfies. So I guess he's out here showing his body to please others. Nobody's and pleased with him.
He literally has posted pictures of Keke Palmer that were quote unquote provocative. Just, it's ridiculous. And how are you the head of the family when you're not the head?
He's nothing.
It's like disposable. If you want to be traditional, right? Which we don't agree with or believe in, but if you want to be traditional, then like actually be traditional.
What is traditional about mm-hmm. it? Nothing. There's nothing traditional about their situation. So
correct. Mm. Which is fine. Like, I don't think that like this is a problem anyway.
It's a problem for him. Well, yep. It's the internet has chased him away. He's deleted all of his social media.
Yes. He effed around and found out.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is a Keke Palmer mess. And I don't think she's going to leave him, y'all. So, like, stop that. But no, it's unfortunate that all these, like, amazing Black women are being dogged by these men. And I don't like it. I don't like
yes. It.
No. Yeah, good. Like, Haley Bailey as well with DDG. Like, a
fool. Yeah.
But I think we covered that once, but I can't remember.
I can't remember if we
did. Yeah, that I think we yeah. did. But anyway, just foolish. But yeah, that is your Keke Palmer mess, everyone.
And now we go to, I saw you put this in the document.
Correct.
And I said, what? And then I didn't click the link because I figured that you would rather explain to me what this
yes. means. Okay, so this is why, thank God, we were delayed, because I can't believe this happened. And I'm laughing because of, like, this feels like an AI-generated headline.
And maybe it
and
is.
And, like, yeah, like, if tomorrow you came to me and was like, hey, you know, it was a hoax, like, you know, TMZ came out and talked about it. But no, allegedly, from what we know currently, this is real, all right? And there is video of... Okay, I'll get it. All right. So again, just don't go to Vegas, maybe, everyone.
Yeah.
Because this happened this week in Vegas as well. So San Antonio Spurs first round draft pick. His name is Victor Wembanyama. And on Wednesday, right? So last night, yeah. as of when we're recording this, he was like walking to a restaurant after hanging out at a casino. Mm-hmm. And just so you know, Kirsten, he is young. I
can tell by his picture that
yeah, he's I think young. He's like 18. But he's a number one draft pick in the NBA for Spurs of San Antonio Spurs, which is a basketball team. So, and like, he's like, you know, said to be like the next big thing, like the next GOAT, like that's him. Okay.
He's 19.
Yeah. He's not. Okay. He's 19 and he is French. That's right. Okay. Yeah. He's French, which, you know, on brand for the Spurs. But anyway, so then, okay. So he's leaving it. And he's then
7'5".
Yeah. Like, he's like, no, like, he seems like he's just gonna be the, like, it's just, he's it. It looks like, okay. So what had happened was he was walking, and this is according to him, that someone was like tapping his shoulder. First of all, how can this person reach your shoulder? But it's fine. Someone was tapping his shoulder and they were like, sir, sir. And then that person grabbed him from behind and he didn't see what happened because he just kept walking. Because, you know, it's like he was being mobbed by people. Mm. And he's like used to, you know, like, he's just used to folks like lunging at him. And so there was his security. I think it was the Spurs security is what at least TMZ says. Okay. It was a team security. The team security allegedly pushed her away. Okay. Oh, so we're just like, that's interesting. Well, guess who this person that pushed away was? Brittany motherfucking Spears.
What's like, happening?
What? So apparently it was Brittany that was trying to get his attention.
So I'm sorry, are they saying that Brittany was touching his shoulder?
Yeah, and then he like changes it. He's like, no, on my shoulder. She got me from behind or whatever. Like,
Because I just want to say, okay, Britney Spears is 5 foot four and a quarter.
Yeah.
This man is 7 foot five. So her hand is not reaching his shoulder. I'm sorry.
Correct.
Well, maybe. I guess arms are long.
No, but I would like eat. And I think if someone, here's the thing, if someone got through the crowd to grab him, I feel like the security should know that this person kind of is a big deal, right? Like, so anyway, according to TMZ, though, that the guy that security guard was, his name is Damian Smith. He's the director of team security of the Spurs, by the way. So I was like, how are you the team director? And TMZ says that he backhanded her, like smacked her.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, obviously Wembanyama is not going to say that, but that's what TMZ is saying. And TMZ also said that later on, the security guard did go over to Britney's table and apologize and said, like, you listen, I hope you understand, like, you know, sometimes this happens. Like, he didn't know who Britney was. Like, he saw her face. Yeah. And he just didn't know. How are you in Vegas and don't know Britney is? Because doesn't she still have a residency there, or is it over?
No, her residency is over, I'm pretty sure.
But how do you not? Whatever. Like, it's fine. If you don't know Britney Spears, you don't know Britney Spears. But why are you hitting a woman?
Well, but I'm also like, this is a person who is very petite and little and doesn't have a weapon. So I don't think force was really needed to get her away from this.
Well, can't you just like,
oh, man,
can't you just like hold her?
Probably,
right? Like, instead of like shoving her, hitting in whatever way. And then Britney actually put up a statement as well, and not long after, on her Twitter account, saying she's not prepared for what happened and called it a traumatic experience. I recognized an athlete in my hotel lobby as I was headed to dinner, probably I think it was at Catch, which again, these celebrities in Catch. I later went to a restaurant at a different hotel and saw him again. I decided to approach him and congratulate him on his success, is according to Britney Spears. It was really loud, so I tapped him on the shoulder to get his attention. Again, I think she got through multiple levels because she's Britney Spears, right? Mm-hmm. People probably like, oh, Britney, yeah.
Like oh, obviously. Yeah, Britney, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't turn into people mobbing her.
That's what I'm saying. So it was really loud. So she taps him on the shoulder to get his attention. She said, I'm aware of the player's statements where he mentioned that I grabbed him from behind, but she believes she simply tapped him on the shoulder. Yeah. But again, I don't think you're reaching your shoulder. So like, semantics.
I mean, she could, well, like, so if her shoulder is at like, what?
Seven foot four.
Okay, no. Okay. So she's 5'4". And how big is a head? Like 8 inches?
I don't know. So yeah. Like, look at us math.
Okay. So her shoulder would be at like, I don't know, like 4'8". I don't know.
Yeah.
And so then you add an arm, which is probably 2 feet. So that would go your wingspan, right?
This is how for my wingspan, I think it's like 5'2". Yeah. So yeah, half of that.
So her shoulder could probably get to like her arm, if it was up as tall as it goes, could probably get to like just over a 6 foot mark.
Yeah,
this
plus
guy
heels.
Plus heels. This guy's 7'5".
His shoulder is like
probably
6'8".
At like, yeah.
6'8". That's a long head.
Something like that. I don't know how long a head and neck is supposed to be.
Yeah.
So like, she maybe could have grabbed his shoulder based on heels and if she has long arms.
Yeah. So then she said, and then she goes, his security then backhanded me in the face without looking back in front of a crowd, nearly knocking me down and causing my glasses to fall off my face.
Well, and see, that's what's wild, because like, if there was a legitimate concern, they wouldn't just be like hitting someone and walking away.
Exactly.
They'd be like, oh, we're holding you, we're calling the police. But yet they just were like, oh, yeah, I'll just hit a woman and we'll keep walking and no one's going to say anything. Excuse me?
Yeah. So then it turns out she did contact the police, and TMZ had like conflicting reports. And they themselves said, like, it is conflicting report. And she said she's thankful for LAPD and the detectives for their support. And TMZ reports that maybe they are going to file charges.
I hope she does.
I mean, this guy's an idiot. Like, why are you hitting anyone?
Like, it doesn't seem like a situation where anything was escalated to the extent that physical force would need to be used.
And what is her security doing?
Yeah.
That's
her security.
She said, I get swarmed by people all the time. In fact, that night I was swarmed by a group of at least 20 fans and my security team didn't hit any of them. I just think it's so stupid. Like, what are y'all doing? And as of this tweet, July 6th at 3 p.m. our time, actually, she says she is not, our time is Pacific time, sorry. So 6 p.m. Eastern. She has not received an apology. That's but according to TMZ, like, the security guy just walked over right then.
Well, I guess more will possibly come out, or maybe more will not come out.
But can you, like, what no, are I cannot. Doing?
We are not okay as a society, as a collective.
Right? Like, it's bizarre. Like, why are we hitting women? Are we hitting anyone? But, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird. And then, like, her husband released a statement, which I was like, weren't you there?
Yeah, I listen. I feel like last year when they got married, we were very like on board with Sam. And mm-hmm. in the past, we haven't talked about on the podcast, but in the past year, my opinion has certainly shifted.
Yeah, agreed.
I am not happy with him. But I also recognize that Britney Spears is a goddamn adult and she can make her own choices.
Yes, both can be true. If she wants to be with
like not the right man, then that's fine. I feel like I've started to see a lot of narratives shift of people being like, yeah, but conservatorships might actually like be good. Like people need them.
And I have some like, shame, you idiots. Yeah.
I was like, are you stupid or are you dumb? Because why they are, both? They seem to exclusively be used in Hollywood, at least as a tool to control women. When men who act like half as wild don't like. No, when men who act like twice as wild don't get any of the same sort of mm-hmm. things. Like, Kanye West was a woman? Conservatorship. Please. Lifetime.
Yeah, 100%.
And the that's not me saying that I think Kanye West should have a conservatorship. It's that I don't think...
It's like adults have actions, and then there will be consequences to said actions. And that's like, it.
People are allowed to be mentally ill. Like that doesn't like that doesn't mean you can't have control over your life. Like I'm sure there's like certain situations, but those are not long term.
Mm-hmm. 1000%. And I just don't know why more people are not up in arms about this situation.
Well, I feel like people were super up in arms and then
yeah, that's true. That's true. And I think that's why this Victor Wembanyama stuff. Well, it's not even him. I'm sorry. It's the like Darius Smith, who's the team head of security. Like, I just feel like Britney Spears got slapped and like not a lot of people are doing anything about it.
Right.
And it's not just good. Weird. I don't know what the Spurs are doing, but this man got to go, I think.
Yeah, no good.
But yeah, that is Victor. Like, again, things you would never like an AI generated story at this point.
It feels not real.
Yes.
But apparently
it is a number one trending topic on Twitter right now. So people are talking about it. Maybe it just happened, like breaking news.
Oh, my God. Breaking news. Well, 1 hour ago is when Britney posted this statement.
Yeah, because it's 4 now. I don't know. It's just, it's ridiculous. And I will die for Britney Spears.
Yes.
But yeah.
But the stands are mad.
I know.
This person, don't even call the police. Just put him in the middle of a field and hand us each a rock. Oh my God.
God.
No. That's also not the takeaway.
Just stop everyone. God.
Oh my God.
I just don't understand. Like, the problem is, like, I like the Spurs, but will I now secretly
root against them.
Against them. Not like I'm not rooting for Victor Wembanyama's downfall because he's a kid.
Well, he's 19. He didn't do anything. He didn't walk to dinner.
But like the Spurs, you gotta do
I mean, better. If they fire the security guy, maybe we can talk.
Oh, and then everyone's favorite fool on Instagram, Azealia Banks.
Oh no.
Writes, "Are you ready to die? Victor Wembanyama security."
And I believe it when she says it. I believe her when
That's
she says
it. That's what I'm saying. Like, oh my God, Azealia Banks. I just have to mute her, I think.
Yeah, we don't, we can't, we can't.
God. But yeah, I just feel like the fact that the bigger story should be, like, I'm very sad for Brittany, but the story has to be that this man thought it was okay to assault a woman.
Yeah. Like nothing, there was clearly not anything going on that that like she needed to be contained in any way. Because that would be the story, because everybody would be making a fuss about how Brittany did something bad and like needs to have supervision again. And that didn't happen, which leads me to believe nothing was happening.
Correct. And 34 minutes ago, they're posting, "Welcome to San Antonio. I will trade situation." 1 hour ago. So this is they re-signed a bunch of people. So y'all awfully quiet for no reason.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's an emerging story. So maybe we'll have updates.
They're probably they'll be like, "We know what happened. We're aware of it. We're doing an internal review." That's what we're going to get.
Oh, Lord. This. You're right.
Anyway, Spurs, count your days. Okay. That's all I have.
Speaking of people who should count their days, Kim Kardashian. Yes.
My God.
This was in like a recent episode of their Hulu show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't watch that show.
I am not actually not. Yeah. I saw a few episodes, season one, and then it's too much for me.
I will get too into it. And I don't think any of us need me getting super into the Kardashians and their lives.
Everything will be
I can't also get into the Kardashians.
Correct. I will say there is, just side note, the Secrets and Sisterhoods, the Sohazads, there are 10 sisters and they're also in LA. A lot of drama. Would recommend their show. I watched it. They're 10 Muslim American sisters. So it's a very interesting like conversation about immigrants and living life and, you know, as sisters. And what does that mean? So anyway, okay. Kardashian, if you need like a Kardashian type fix, they're not as rich, obviously.
We all need more Kardashian type fixes. Okay, yeah. So Kim needed a new driver's license photo. And as a Kardashian, she has influence and power that nobody else has, because she was able to close down the entire DMV and bring in a glam squad to get her photo. So her photo would be just right.
And they had multiple tries, which let me get even more than one try.
Oh, they will give you multiple tries in Canada. Like, if your photo's bad, they'll be like, "Is this one good?" Like,
maybe my lady just wasn't having it.
They'll be like, "We'll take another one if you want." I remember one year they only were giving one try. But we tried to get a new photo for my license, and the guy was like, "We'll just use your old one." And I was thank you. Because I'm hilarious. Blessed. I have had some quite good driver's license photos.
I used to. It's just, I think she's zoomed in. Like, Kim Kardashian's face it zoomed out. Like, they asked that lady, "Can you zoom out?" And it not just be her face. So there's a lot of the white behind her, or blue, sorry, behind her showing. So it works, right? Like, not a lot of people, not even Kim Kardashian with the fake face and all of these ridiculous filters. It does not look that good close up.
I also, it's also so stupid. Like, this is so sick and twisted. Because so Chris Appleton, who's the hairstylist who came to help, said, "Today we are with Kim and we're getting her driving license picture ready." But it's a big deal because you have to live with it for a long time. Too many people live, in brackets, for 5 years with driver's licenses, which are not cute. So we need to make sure it's right. I'm sorry, but like, most people aren't looking at your driver's license. It actually doesn't matter if you look ugly.
Do you think Kim Kardashian has a show ID?
But like, that's the thing. Like, oh, so Kim K is keeping the same driver's license photo for 5 years. So by the end of the fifth year, she's not going to look like the picture anyways, because she's going to have changed
every That's what I'm saying. We don't know what's going to be in body type wise in 5 years. Oh my, I don't know. All I'm saying is I don't know that anyone is asking for her ID, right? Because if you're chartering a private jet, are they asking for your ID? No, right?
I mean, but also, like, if you're going across different countries, you need your passport anyways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh. So, like, why do you need?
And, like, a passport photo, sure. You can do, like, a whole glam show. You just bring in the photo.
Yes, passport photo, you actually can. Yeah, I agree. It's just, I don't understand. Like, everything about this and here's the other thing. How do you rent out the DMV?
They stayed open late for her.
That's what it was. Oh, that's but so
like,
lucky.
Imagine being like probably a minimum wage public servant working at the DMV. And they're like, hey, we're going to need you to work 2 hours of overtime tonight because Kim Kardashian needs a new photo for her driver's license.
Yeah.
Ma'am. I thought the DMV was like supposed to be the great equalizer, that it didn't matter who you are, how much money you have, you still have to go to the DMV and hate your life.
No, if you're a capitalistic society and you live in LA, there ain't no way. There's no. I bet you if this was in like some random town in like Oklahoma, they would be like kick rocks. But also, like, no one's going to the DMV, so like, you're fine. You can do a little photo shoot.
Yeah,
my DMV people in Oklahoma were actually really nice and do let me retake multiple times. Not in California.
Oh well,
yeah.
I guess you need Kardashian level money so you can bring in your glam squad.
I know. I'll just go to Oklahoma. I don't need a glam
squad. To be fair, it only took two shots.
They were just like, okay, you have to finish it. You have to end it. You can't take anymore. And they zoomed out. That's the key. The 0.5 zoom over the one zoom saves lives.
That's right. All. You're so right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. But anyway, that is it. That's the tea for Kim Kardashian. The Kardashians just being capitalistic, wild people.
It is what it is.
Yes. And now you got to lead us on this.
Now, one. I'm talking about Taylor Swift, but I don't have like that much to say. This story has tickled me today because it's so funny. So in case you didn't know, but you do know because we covered it on the show, Speak Now, Taylor's version, is being released on July 7th, 2023, which is her album that came out, I think, in 2010. Mm-hmm. And it is like truly Taylor Swift in her woman-hating era. She is like unhinged in her Speak Now era. The things that she said, crazy. But there are a lot of bangers on the album. I'm super excited for Taylor's version, for some of the songs from the vault, all that.
Ooh.
Anyways.
Okay.
So, Sasha, have you ever heard the song Better Than Revenge by Taylor Swift? So this is the song that she wrote about after she and Joe Jonas broke up. He started dating this actress named Camilla. I guess it'll be in the article that I should open it up.
Whoa. Okay.
So she wrote this article and it's about like the woman that Joe Jonas dated after her. And like,
oh my God,
the lyrics to this song are truly, they're woman hating. Like, it's like, oh, soon she's going to find stealing other people's toys on the playground won't make you any friends. Like, I need to look up the actual.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird how you can't remember lyrics unless you're hearing the song along with
it. Right? Especially the like in the middle ones. Middle, like not the chorus, basically.
Yeah. But so she's literally like, oh, she underestimated just who she was stealing from. And then the chorus of the song goes, she's not a saint and she's not what you think. She's an actress. She's better known for the things that she does on the mattress.
Ooh.
Soon she's going to find stealing other people's toys on the playground won't make you many friends. She should keep in mind there's nothing I do better than revenge. And the whole song is just like hating on this woman and like misogynistic garbage. The whole song. It's not just any one line. But so in Speak Now, Taylor's version, she's changing the lyric to not be she's better known for the things that she does on the mattress. And the new lyric is going to be, he was a moth to the flame. She was holding the matches.
Oh,
which is like whatever. Like the whole song should be controversial. Right. It shouldn't just be one. Like the whole song is like horribly misogynistic. Unfortunately, and I hate to say it, it is a banger. It is a good song. Like it is. It will get you going. It will get people going. Okay,
the people going.
You
want
to get riled up? It, like, let me tell you, it is provocative, Sasha.
Oh my god!
But like, it's the whole song is bad, not just this one line. So I think it's a little ridiculous that all this hullabaloo is about one line. And so the fan base has been really mixed. Half of the fan. Like, no, we must speak now, Taylor, because she was a savage or I don't know. And then and also people being like, and this is why she's being performative, which is right. That's who she is. She's a performer.
And interestingly, it's not like folks can you tell me rather, maybe I should say, but were folks, mad at this line?
But yes, it has been controversial in the past. Like, I think that just in general, people have been like, whoa, she went really hard on that song. That's not cool. Kind of though, in the same way of like Misery Business by Paramore, where it's like, I think it's more so the, like, people have recognized that it's bad, but the artist themselves is the one who's like, oh, I'm going to change it, or I'm going to do something different.
Got it. Yeah.
But then the other half of the fan base is like, this is why Taylor is the best, because she always listens to us and does the right thing. And it's like, no.
Beyonce interestingly and Lizzo did it too.
Well, Beyonce and Lizzo did it with immediacy. This album came out 13 years ago and she's never done anything until now. And I might say about Taylor Swift, she's not a saint. She's not what you think. Like, enough. But anyways, I just think it's hilarious. God. I think it's so funny that she swapped out this one line. I think he was a moth to the flame, she was holding the matches is like a pretty good line. Like, I don't think it's a bad lyric. I'm interested to hear it in the song. And I don't understand why people are so upset about the lyric change, because it is a funny joke. It's not that serious.
Wow.
Once again, it was never that serious.
I say this every time, and I want to make it clear how much I truly believe it, that the Taylor Swift stands, man, they're so funny to me. Just with the amount of the passion that they just ride hard. You know, it's a lot, but
we do ride hard, because once again, I'm a Taylor Swift stan. I'm not sitting here up on a pedestal acting like I'm better than everybody else. I'm in the trenches too. I just think this is hilarious. The person that the song's written about is Camilla Bell, who's an actress who she did a lot of like child acting. And it seems like she hasn't worked in the industry in a long time. In 2022, she was in Fox on Tubi's original romantic comedy, 10 Truths About Love, which I've never heard of.
Okay, never.
It was on Tubi.
If I saw that man walking across the
street, I wouldn't know a thing.
Oh my God.
So she's like not working that much. Really? And I don't, like, I just,
how
feel
did
like
they
she's
find
not,
I guess then or how did Taylor Swift like zero in on this person?
Well, so because the whole drama is, have you ever seen the clip of Taylor Swift on Ellen and she's like, and you know, when I'm with like the right man who treats me right, blah blah blah, I'm not even gonna be able to remember the boy who broke up with me on the phone for 25 seconds when I was 18.
Oh my God.
So Joe Jonas broke up with Taylor Swift over the phone when she was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And then shortly after, or a few months after, he started dating Camilla Bell. And maybe there was like a blurry, like overlap. I don't know the timeline there. Maybe there was overlap between them.
Got it.
And so the song is about Camilla stealing Joe Jonas from her.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Truly wild stuff. Yeah. Taylor also was on stage telling people to be nicer to John Mayer because Dear John is on this album. Yes. Which is truly, like, cuts deep. I personally actually don't believe Dear John is about John Mayer, which I think is why she said that, because people have been going hard for John Mayer for, again, 13 years.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say.
I think it's actually about Martin Johnson, the lead singer of Boys Like Girls. There's a lot of evidence that it could be about Martin Johnson.
This is what I mean. Like, this is so fascinating. That's why I'm not talking, because I'm just, like, literally listening to you and being like, tell me more.
No, the way I listened to an hour and a half podcast about how it was probably Martin Johnson, like, I already believed it. But I, like, really believe it now. And the guest on that podcast had the timeline of, like, the years 2008 to 2009. Like, what cities Martin Johnson and Taylor Swift were in and when they overlapped in the same city. And, like, oh, there's two photos of them together. And it seems like they're from summertime. Like, they go hard. And I love it so much. And so if people want to get into the, like, nitty gritty, go listen to What I Will Say. Cam on What I Will Say and her guests, like, chef's kiss.
Oh, I love it.
They'll get you going. They will get you going on it. But
anyways,
if you're interested, stream Speak Now Taylor's version, July
7th, 2023. Let's do it.
It should be a good time. She has a song with Fall Out Boy on the re-release because it's from The Vault. So I'm excited for that.
Look at her.
But, Speak Now kind of has, like, a bit of, like, that pop punk influence.
Got it. Okay. So then it makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. It's really fun. Because she was possibly, allegedly, dating Martin Johnson from Boys Like Girls, a pop punk band.
Oh. I think the murder board has come together.
The fact that I don't have a murder board should be applauded.
Correct. It should be in the background of every Miss Magnets podcast.
I'll make in my new studio when I'm done moving, I'll make a murder board and that'll be my backdrop.
Please.
And I'll be on, like, a random Big Brother podcast and people will be like, why are there so many photos of Taylor Swift on the wall connected by yarn?
And why is there a suitcase?
Leave me alone. Okay, that's it. Oh, I can't talk about Taylor Swift anymore. I have to let it be. It's I have to put you out of your misery.
Yeah, no, I love it. I just want to say I've been listening. That's all.
I appreciate you. I do. Yes. So next, you put the Jackie Chan of it all.
Oh my God, everyone. So I don't know if anyone else, like, cares about Jackie Chan, but, like, if you do, prepare for your mind to be blown.
I feel like I just learned this week that Jackie Chan souks.
Yes, correct. So it's wild because earlier this week there Jackie Chan, like, went viral when one of his fans, like, or something, like, basically there was a tweet that went viral about his relationship with his daughter. And then they said, like, they misguidedly posted a scene actually from Jackie Chan's latest movie called Ride On, thinking that it was real life, but it was actually just, like, a scene from a movie. Okay. So, you know, people are just like, oh my God, that's, like, our childhood legend. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Whatever. So then the tweet, you know, quickly caught fire. And someone said, which this is a lie. Okay. I'm making it clear. This is a lie. All right. And said, what's crazy about this clip is that this isn't Jackie Chan's daughter. She's a hired actress. Not 100% true, but still. Because, you know, the clip is wrong in itself. Yeah. Then Jackie Chan disowned his real daughter in 2017 for being a lesbian. Not true. He actually disowned her before she was born. Yeah. And she and her wife are experiencing homelessness. That is correct. So BuzzFeed did, and I was like, this doesn't make sense. Let me, like, go look up a little bit. So I look stuff up and it feels like, okay, turns out Jackie Chan was estranged from Etta, which is her name, since before she was born, because he revealed that Etta's mom, a former beauty queen, was pregnant after he cheated on his wife, and he and Joan Lynn is his wife's name, has been married since 1982 and they have a son together. Then at the press conference at that time, turns out Jackie Chan even like talked about the affair and said, I'm not a saint. I've done something wrong. I've never, you know, I've done something that many men in the world have done. Okay, what does that mean? Maybe a moment of playfulness.
Shut up.
Sure. Whatever.
Me getting mad at a press conference from 1999.
Correct. Anyway, then it's reported that, you know, Jackie cut off contact as soon as he learned of her being pregnant, never offered obviously any financial assistance. And then
how are you going to get someone pregnant and have a whole child? Like, you don't have to be in her life, but you have to help raise her financially at the very least. Correct. Like that's you. It takes two to tango.
And he's worth like $400 million. So interesting. And so yeah. But turns out E! News, I guess, reached out to Etta in 2015. And, you know, she said that Jackie's never existed in her life and she'll never regard him obviously as her father. Cause that's just you know,
he hasn't been in her life.
Yeah. Then a year later, she came out as gay in 2017, and she did post that her and her girlfriend were homeless because of their homophobic parents, but it's now a deleted YouTube video. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. I think that it's just like her parents are like whoever her mom and maybe mom's partner is, they are homophobic.
Yeah.
And then she says, hi, I'm Jackie Chan's daughter, and this is my girlfriend. We've been homeless for a month due to homophobic parents. We pretty much slept under a bridge and other things. So here's the tea. I think that because she doesn't have a relationship with Jackie Chan, maybe she was trying to get, like, views, you know, to get some money to, like, save them from homelessness. Because queer teens, I think, do get a lot of unfortunate, you know, it's sad.
It's so sad.
And they do experience high rate of homelessness. So yeah. And then anyway, they end up getting married, whatever, right? Leave that there. Because I just wanted to debunk a little bit, but also know that he sucks. And then there is another moment where he writes all of this in his book. And Michelle Yeoh on David Letterman, believe it or not, in a 1997 interview, calls him a chauvinistic pig and said that he believes that women should stay at home and cook and don't do anything but be the victim, except for Michelle now, he says, because I would kick his butt. And she said she said that to his face.
Yeah, but she's like, yeah, we're friends. And I would say that to his face. Like, I'm the only woman he doesn't think you should stay home because I'll kick his ass. Like, oh, okay.
Correct.
Interesting.
And then he, in his own memoir, called himself a nasty jerk because basically he talks about how he was flashing his money all the time. He drunk drove all the time. He'd crash his Porsche. Then in the evening, I totaled a Mercedes Benz. All day long, I went around in a haze. Then he talks about how when paparazzi tried to take photos of the crashed car, he threatened to punch them for once or every shot they took of me.
No.
Like, what? And it was and it's just, I can't believe any of this because, like, his public appearance is so normal. Then he also talked about how his son was terrified of him. And so was his wife because when he was 2 years old, he would like hit him really hard. I know I don't want to go into the details, but he writes it. Why would you write that in your memoir?
But why would you do that?
Yeah. And then he said, but immediately Claire regretted it. And I promised that I'd never do it again. And I never, you know, did any of it again. But like, what?
Yeah.
And then he says Jackie Chan wrote this. He still gets frightened whenever he hears me giving him an order. So it's now trauma. Is in, period.
Well, and then also he's like, yeah, no, and my son will never get my money.
Yes.
He can make his own money. And if he can't make his own money, then he would just be wasting my money.
Mm-hmm. And he's known for like, just anyway, there's a lot of other shit that he was into. Yeah, it's just so bad. But yeah, it's just this random tweet popped across my timeline. So I was like, what is this? And then it turns out Jackie Chan sucks.
I didn't know, but I wasn't that attached. I wasn't attached at all before, so that it doesn't impact my life. I just know, okay, one more on the list. Got it.
Yeah, it's just like a bummer because I enjoyed his movies. They were weirdly racist, but you know.
I don't know if I've ever seen a Jackie Chan
movie. Oh, you've never seen Rush Hour?
I've seen Rush Hour. I forgot.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, obviously, everyone.
Okay, well, I've seen Rush Hour.
Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Not like sat down and watch it. Like it's just like been on TV. Like I, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I swear I dated people all the time that whose favorite movie was Rush Hour.
I think at a period of time that was like a lot of people.
Every boys. Yeah. You're right. So there's no.
You're not wrong. See, I wasn't hanging out with boys at that time.
Correct.
So
here we are. But yeah. So that is a Jackie Chan mess. And then I have other two very quick bites, but I feel like I have to bring it up.
Yes.
Did you see that picture of Jennifer Garner's and Ben Affleck's daughter? I'm sorry. I legitimately was like, one, where did Jennifer Garner get glasses? And two, like, why are Ben and the two Jens hanging out?
Yeah, so Ben and Jennifer Garner's daughter literally looks exactly like Jennifer Garner.
Like even more than Reese Witherspoon and her daughter.
Yeah, it's like very, very close. And then so the whole family went to the white party this past week.
Michael Rubin's white party, which also, can I just say side note? What a star-studded affair. That guy that does watch TikToks, like he talks about all the watches. Just the watches in attendance were over 50 million. No, not 50. Oh, my God. Over like 5 million,
I think the together. Like jeweled like belly band belt thing that Kim K was wearing was worth like 5 million on its own.
Okay, well, some like Odell Beckham Jr., Mbappe, like all these like Jay-Z and Beyonce were there. They don't go nowhere.
Yeah, hard to
but yeah, anyway, so they were at this party and that is where this white party where this photo was taken.
And so it's a photo of like the whole fam together and like J-Lo has her arms around like the one person, but then the daughter that looks exactly like Jennifer Garner, she like J-Lo like has her like arm to like held into her side, like not even around her. Like she is not acknowledging. I think there's still a strong hate there.
Me thinks because and then the reactions, I think, was what was the funniest thing because people are like Ben's jeans couldn't even show up via Zoom call.
And isn't that for the best?
Where is the lie, right?
You know, isn't that the right thing to happen?
Exactly. I loved it. I just think it's so funny. Everyone look at the picture. It freaked me out. That's all. And then last thing, which is like wild, because I feel like we've covered this person so much that I feel like it only makes sense that we talk about them. But Ricky Martin and his partner are getting a divorce, everyone. And that's wild. Yeah, like, I don't understand. Because it's just, I mean, it is what it is. But, like, I'm just very confusion. Because, like, they're in the current, what, 2 year and a half or year and a half, that we've been doing this. I feel like we've reported on Ricky Martin so much. So, you know, I don't know what that means for his relationship or if that took a toll. Yeah. But they were together for 6 years. And now they're not anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, and I forget that they have children together, too.
Jeez. Yeah. So I guess we'll see if there's any big changes to that. They were such a handsome couple.
God. So
I also and then just like by coincidence, Billy Porter also announced that he's getting a divorce today.
Yes.
And so now, and not me being part of the problem by commenting on it, but now everywhere is posting like, big day for gay divorces. It's
so weird.
Like, what if you just had one article about Ricky Martin's divorce and one article about Billy Porter's divorce? Mm-hmm. Like, you could
and
just
they're both
that.
6 years. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
They didn't want to get to the 7 year itch, I guess. Mm. But yeah, two like prominent couples that we've seen a lot of that are divorced that that don't have anything to do with each other. Like, they don't have to be on the same article. I just. It's too much. Because it also makes it seem like Ricky Martin and Billy Porter are divorcing each other.
Each other.
Which they're not together and they've never been
together. I'm telling you. Because when I was writing or putting this in our notes, I had to be like, wait, this doesn't sound right. Because like, why is this article doing this? So I had to be like, are divorcing their partner? God, stop it, y'all. Okay, Pride Month was just a minute ago. End it. Yeah. And it said, this is like a double whammy. That's what this article says.
Yeah. Like, what if you just had two articles about these prominent marriages? That are, anyways, that just made me mad today. Yes, maybe I'm wrong to be mad about it. I don't know. Let us know.
Yeah. What are you like? Are we doing? Are we being too woke?
Stop.
God. Anyway, I think that's it, y'all. We did this was just a crackhead episode. Like, yes, we're cracked.
And okay, wait, I have the shortest anonymous in the world
of life.
Us.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really short one, which is great. I love that for us. So thank you to our messenger for submitting.
Yes.
And here we go. Okay. So when our messenger was working at a call center a few years back, three employees got fired. Two regular employees and their supervisor.
Okay.
The supervisor was having a relationship with two of his direct reports and keeping the two women secret from each other under the guise of their relationships being off limits per company policy.
Not both of them.
When the two women found out about each other, they had a physical altercation on the call center floor.
Oh my God.
All three were fired. The woman for fighting and the man for having the relationship with his direct reports.
Oh my.
Can you imagine being like, hey babe, like what happened at work today? And you're like, oh, these two women got in a fight because their boss was sleeping with both of them and they just found out.
And I have to see what the man looks like. You know what I mean, messenger? Like, I think you please describe, because I feel like in these situations, it's never worth it. Right? Like, it's never. He is never that good looking for y'all. Like, who are y'all fighting over? Brad Pitt? Like, ugh. Not Brad Pitt back in the day. You feel me? But I don't think I would fight anyone over Shahrukh Khan, even. I would just be like, well, he's Shahrukh Khan. He deserves.
I'd be like, okay, well, you know what? Fuck me. I've got my clown makeup on.
Yeah. I'll be fine.
I wouldn't want to embarrass myself further.
No, and stop it. Stand up, girls. Don't fight over a man. Fight him, right? If they both beat his ass, I would have loved that.
That would have been the ideal way for the story.
Yes.
That's but you what know we that should do. Jerk would have pressed charges against them.
Honestly, 1,000% he would have. Yeah, and that's unfortunate. Ugh.
But yeah, that's our little anonymous for the day. And thank that's you. The episode.
We made it.
We did it. Another episode. Correct. In the books. Great work from both of us once again.
As always, I love us. Great. But yeah, and as I think, make sure you're leaving us a 5-star review, everyone, because one more 5-star review and we get the Oops All Anonymous. And make sure you subscribe to our feed, everyone. Please. It's needed. It's necessary. It's here for you. Yes. And make sure you're getting your sweatshirts as well, or your shirts, however you want to do.
T-shirts for summer. Crew necks are great when it gets chilly in the evenings, as Sasha can attest.
Yes. Oops, all mess. Here we are. And with that, as for me, you can find me weekly covering Below Deck Sailing Yacht, which only actually has one more podcast left, technically.
And then where do you go from there?
Yeah, listen, we got to get reviews and we might be announcing something new. Ooh. But we'll see. Only I think I'll have to get a few more reviews to convince Rob to let me keep covering it. But we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. And so check that out on Bravo TV Rehap Ups. And with Jason Reed, I Am Talking, Secret Invasion, spy thriller. just Marvel is marveling, but I enjoy it. I feel like it's a little different. So if you're into like Western spy thriller type vibes, but like modern, but it's still like, it gives that vibe. It's been inspired by it. Would recommend. Check that out on Post Show Recaps. Everything is super. And for everything else, I guess so. I'm still on Twitter. So like you can follow me on Twitter at funsize_04. And what about you, Kirsten?
Yes, so you can hear me on the Hot Dummies on Islands feed every week talking about Temptation Island and the Big D with Maggie Morgan. And go subscribe to that feed because there's about to be like 4 podcasts a week over there because these shows, like the beach shows, are trying to kill me.
Yeah, summer. You're in hell.
I'm in hell, but also heaven because all my favorite shows are going to be on at once.
Correct.
So you can do that and you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What. That includes Twitter, it includes Twitch, it includes Threads, includes Instagram. Find me anywhere. And that is all.
Love it. And with that, thank you everyone for listening. Bye.